we want to spend a couple of minutes following up on a conversation we had with the governor yesterday. You know, from 9 to 10 yesterday, our monthly sit-down with Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. And one of the issues that he mentioned off the air to me back in November, he said, you know, I really want to chat about tax conformity. And I think I'm relatively read in on most of these things and or have dealt with them when I was a communications director. But tax conformity, I'm like, all right, so why is this a problem? Well, he illuminated some of this during his conversation with us yesterday. And Stephen Hayner is a senior fellow for state and local tax policy with the Thomas Jefferson Institute. And he joins us this morning to talk about this issue. Give us the 30-second primer, Stephen, on what tax conformity is, if folks missed our interview with the governor yesterday, and why it's so important.
Well, like most states, Virginia's income tax is modeled almost entirely on the IRS. Mm-hmm. So the IRS rules, the IRS definitions, what the IRS says is income. Virginia also says is income. What the IRS says is a deduction, Virginia also recognizes as a deduction. So we conform to the IRS. Congress a year ago, matter of fact, almost exactly a year ago, changed all those rules with a major tax bill, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, signed by President Trump, changed the income rules, changed the deduction rules, but Congress also changed all of its rates. It cut the rate.
Right.
So with the new rules, but the lower rates, you ended up with a tax cut. Virginia, when it conforms, and it will, and it should, when it passes a bill that adopts all these new rules, will keep all the rules, but they're not changing the rates.
Mm-hmm.
So because the rates don't change, in many cases, your taxes will go up. It's not everybody. It's mainly hitting people who itemize deductions, although it's not just people who itemize deductions. And it's a lot of businesses. There's a lot of businesses who will see their taxes go mm-hmm. up. That's the governor yesterday talked about the individuals. He didn't really talk about the businesses.
That's
and it
true.
Does have an impact on businesses, the corporate income tax. So, you know, Virginia has some choices to make in the General Assembly, and the governor did a fairly good job yesterday of outlining what some of those choices are. And he has expressed what he wants to do, which is this earned income tax credit. And it certainly is a valid idea, but it's not really tax reform. Virginia needs, I think, to take a chance now, take the opportunity it has now to look at some real tax reform.
And what would be on your agenda if you were advising members of the General
Assembly?
What we have
recommended through the through the Thomas Jefferson Institute, and I'm also doing a lot of writing about this on a public policy blog, Bacon's Rebellion,
mm-hmm.
is increasing the standard deduction. And he mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah.
If you are a Virginia taxpayer and you only have a $6,000 standard deduction for a family, that's ridiculous. It's been that way for like 35 years.
Yeah.
And at the federal level, it's gone to $24,000. In North Carolina, it's like $20,000. In the District of Columbia, it's $24,000. D.C., $24,000. So I think the first step Virginia should take is to adjust the standard deduction upwards. We've recommended that the state start by doubling it from 6 to 12,
mm-hmm.
which would basically use up a lot of that extra revenue that's being created by conformity on the individual side.
Yeah.
On the corporate side, we've recommended a slight cut in the corporate top tax rate. It's now 6%. North Carolina is 3%. Our friends in Tennessee, of course, don't even have an income tax. So we think Virginia, for a competitive reason, should go ahead and cut its tax rate at the corporate side from just right now 6, make it 5.5, and then make it 5. And then the third thing we've recommended is that Virginia should index its tax code. You know, everything in Virginia is never adjusted for inflation. So over 10 years, you know, as your income goes up, the taxes don't adjust for that. So we've recommended, and the federal government does index. So we've recommended Virginia do that as well. One thing that people are missing, and the governor didn't mention yesterday, this is already happening. I mean, these tax increases we're talking about are for 2018, for
right.
this year.
Right.
So unless the General Assembly makes these changes and makes them retroactive, for 2018,
people are going to feel it immediately.
You'll pay this tax. You know, you'll see it when you file your return in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And
does that cause chaos if they do make it retroactive, or will the tax preparers be able to manage
well, that's
that
one
from
reason
a practical standpoint?
Well, that's one reason we've recommended such simple steps.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think they will cause chaos. It certainly will cause some requirements to change. Mm-hmm. But you know, taking the standard deduction from 3 to 6 is not hard to figure out. 3 to 6 for an individual, 6 to 12 for a couple. That's a pretty easy change to make.
Yeah. Now, the governor yesterday, he was he seemed very pleased with this extra revenue. And what you're describing, with the exception of the indexing at the end, it sounds like we're I mean, I don't think it's the government's money to give away, but we're certainly cutting into the revenue that will be available for all of these other projects that the governor is proposing. Do you think these guys have the appetite to constrain themselves?
Well, I would give the same advice that I heard Governor Northam give yesterday, and that is if people care, they need to speak to their local legislator, their individual senator and delegate. I think that there is. I think it's going to be very hard for a legislator to come back to his friends and neighbors in April or May and say, well, yes, I passed this lovely bill for Amazon. I passed this lovely bill for Micron, these companies that are getting these large incentive packages from the state. Some of that is coming out of your pocket. Mm-hmm. Some of that is state tax money. But I didn't find a way to give you this tax increase back.
Yeah. A lot of people might not like
hard,
that.
pretty hard to position to take.
Yeah. Stephen Hayner, a senior fellow for state and local tax policy at the Thomas Jefferson Institute. I appreciate you joining us here to kind of set the stage for January, and I'm sure we'll have you back as the debate rages on. Thanks, Stephen.
Anytime, John. Thank you.